This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Ward.
The sacred fire of liberty is on, and Jonathan E. Ward is here putting a perspective on things related to, well, liberty, let's just say it as it is, and attacks on liberty, whether it be inside our country or outside our country. We're going to point it out and put that constitutional perspective on it. Thanks for being here, Jonathan.
Yes, my pleasure, Robert.
Well, if you've been watching the news cycle, not that you have time to do it, but man, it's like Russia and Putin and collusion. I'm like, you know what? I'm listening to Ron Paul and Rand Paul putting perspective out on this that's saying, you know what? Trump's actually doing a good thing here that seems to be threatening what's known as the deep state or different factions within our intelligence agencies that seemingly, pretty obviously now, had it in to make sure that Trump never became president and supported Hillary Clinton despite all of the corruption in what she would have brought to the table.
Well, Russia is an enemy of the United States. Putin is a murderer. And yet, you know, we sometimes have to deal with people who are rotten and whose countries are dedicated to the destruction of liberty. The problem with the mainstream media's coverage of this issue of the meeting with Putin is that the meeting with Putin was entirely superficial in the sense that deep policy issues were left to the staff. The President of the United States was trying to gain a rapport with Putin as he did with Kim Jong-un, so that right. It would be possible for the two, in the event of an emergency in particular, to be able to communicate with one another. And that is to our advantage to get that kind of input. Remember the Bay of Pigs situation and then later the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Cuban Missile Crisis was diffused in no small measure by contacts ultimately made with Brezhnev, who was the Russian.
In the cycle, we had Boris Yeltsin at one point going back far enough. Khrushchev.
Now this is our famous bald headed chap who. Kennedy. Yeah, it's before that. Oh dear. I'll have to find out. I'll have to think about that. Anyway, the big factor there was that there was finally a link made between the president Khrushchev. The president and Khrushchev, and that helped diffuse the crisis, ironically, by enabling the president to say, look, we're not going to back down. Mm-hmm. And it forced Khrushchev to back down. When heads of state who have nuclear weapons don't talk to one another, like Obama did with Putin at the end of his administration, it can get pretty dangerous when, for example, there's an invasion in Crimea or there's an expansion by Russia elsewhere into Eastern Europe. If they take some aggressive step, we've got to be able to use all of our power to counter it. And sometimes it's most prudent to pick up the phone and talk to the chap. So anyway, I think it's important that there be that connection. I think that the media has made too much of the commentary because there's been no change in American policy. There's been no change in the treatment of the United States to Russia and vice versa, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And we do regard them as an enemy. They spy on us. We spy on them. There are efforts to influence the American electoral system, which have gone on not just in the last presidential election cycle, but frankly for the last 40 years, they've been endeavoring to influence American democracy one way or another to try to cause Americans to lose faith in the system.
Jonathan, isn't it like a grown-up perspective to recognize that, you know, on the international level, governments, you know, work to counteract things that they perceive to be not in their best interest? And it's, you know, for the political left here, which again, it's all about, I don't even say ideology at this point. It's globalism versus what I perceive as an America first perspective that Donald Trump has. It's like, you know what? We've been selling out our country. These trade deals have been bad for us, our workers and such. And he's very pragmatic as a businessman, bringing that kind of information and knowledge and history into the politics. So he goes to meet with Putin. He knows Putin is a Russian nationalist. He's for Russia and he's for himself. Okay. So he gets that. And of course, as he goes into trade deals and talk about, you know, what's the best way to work this thing, you might have different interests, but it's a heck of a lot better to maintain an open dialogue, as you said, even with Khrushchev, going back Kennedy Khrushchev, and that somehow now the political left feels like even talking to folks is somehow anti-American. And you had Brennan bringing up, oh, this was treasonous behavior, but much of the deep, dark state, our intelligence agencies, rather than being independent, let's say, I say arbiters, but that's not the right word, but for America and American interests, they have now taken a partisan view that they didn't want Trump, who was not a globalist, to be anywhere near the White House. And now that he is, they've sought to undermine him, and that doesn't seem to be an American thing to do.
Well, Brennan and Comey are real phonies. If they were truly dedicated to the defense of this country and to the rule of law, they wouldn't be such vocal critics. They're politicians, and their primary interest is in advancing their own agendas, and they find Trump to be a target because they dislike him. They hate him. So they're not good. You know, if you're trying to find a source of accurate, unbiased information, you certainly wouldn't go to either one of them. But the big point here is we have to look at things in perspective and realize whether actions taken injured the United States. When Barack Obama basically gave a green card to Putin to advance their military and political interests around the world without opposition from the United States, we could only expect an invasion into the Crimea and all of their activities to encourage Iran to become more aggressive, to kill more Americans, and to attack Israel, and to expand the power and scope of Kim Jong-un's little operation to make him more bellicose. All of that is a remnant of a Obama that created an America in retreat, where America wouldn't defend its own interests, would not defend even its own interests at home, would flout, you know, use government to destroy a market economy, and around the world apologize for the United States and to basically not provide any defense to American interests if our enemies wanted to go against us. He essentially was an enemy of our country who happened to be president of the United States. He was not a person who believed in America. Now you've got Donald Trump, who really does believe in our country, who's very strongly committed to making America the number one economic power in the world and who is doing his level best to try to offset the unfair advantages that have been taken because of the United States not defending its own interests.
Right.
He meets with Putin, and you know, Trump is a very clever character in many respects. I mean, I suspect he disarmed Putin by his willingness to embrace the chap. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Trump could very well be Putin's Brutus, in that if necessary, Trump will pull out that stiletto and stab Putin in the back. Putin is an enemy. He understands that. Trump is no fool. Mattis is thoroughly versed in the details of combating Russian imperialism, expansionism, and their ideological efforts to thwart the United States all around the world. There's no misunderstanding about that, I think, in this administration. And the policies, as I say, of this administration are unchanged. He still opposes Russian activities in Syria. He still opposes Russian support for Iran. He still opposes Russian efforts to aid Kim Jong-un.
Right. Yeah,
there's no change.
Yeah, I see that, and I just, like I said, it's a bit, I don't know if frustrating is the right word, because I guess, you know, what do you expect from the political left at this point? But as I said, I try to bring it back to two words that I think folks can understand: globalism and nationalism. In other words, the belief that, you know, there's a national sovereignty, protection of borders, protection of, you know, your country, and that your perception as a leader of a country should be that, well, other countries would probably have a similar perspective in defending what they want to do. Now, there are those that have been forwarding this globalist agenda, like the European Union, right? Britain pulled out, Brexit, there's controversy about there. Trump takes that head on as well, recognizing this supranational concept, whether we go to Rockefeller-inspired CFR activities, where he acknowledged the end of the nation state as, you know, a political, you know, division is over, right? They wanted to be able to take countries and eliminate them for the ability to have markets for international corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state. Again, and Trump is like, you know what, this doesn't work for America and the American people. And so he's up against a very sinister agenda that pretends to be for America, but it isn't. And I know it maybe it's subtle, maybe people don't understand this yet, but I think the reason why they hate Trump on the left and some on the right as well is because he's not playing globalism.
Well, I think a lot of Republicans...
I apologize. Hold on, Jonathan. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back.
Okay.
I want to ask Jonathan more about this because I am fascinated by the perspective here. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jonathan, I was asking you as we went to the break there about the perspective of globalism versus, you know, being truly for America as opposed to let's drop all borders. The concept of free trade, I think, in terms of managing the World Trade Organization is phony trade. It's managed trade. And Ron Paul has talked about this as well. We want freedom. We want to be able to interact with countries around the world, but we don't want to relinquish our interests, do we?
No, we don't want to relinquish American sovereignty. We don't want to cause the Constitution to be subservient to a treaty. We want the Constitution to be paramount. We want within the United States the protection of individual liberty and free markets to be the primary objective, with government serving as an institution that protects the rights of the governed, doesn't derogate them. But when it comes to the international arena, the United States must pursue its own interests, and this is what Trump understands fundamentally. What created confusion for Republicans, and many Republicans endorse that concept, the party itself is strongly backing Donald Trump, 90-some-odd percent of people but who are Republicans, but the reason why the mainstream Republicans in Congress balked so greatly at this meeting with Putin was that they, the optics were wrong for them, as they were for the liberals who are opportunists. Remember, they embraced Obama when he was guffawing and over Putin, and also over Fidel Castro. I mean, the whole, he was disgusting. But in Trump's case, they don't give the same, the liberals don't give the same perspective, despite the fact that many parallels were drawn between the way he behaved in front of Putin, the way Obama behaved in front of Putin. The basic point here is Republicans who looked at this at the superficial level looked at Trump and said, "Look, you know, he didn't condemn Putin. He didn't condemn the invasion of Crimea. He did not condemn their support for Iran. He did not condemn their activities in Syria and so on. Well, that's certainly true, and however, he has condemned those things elsewhere. The real question is, what is he trying to do here? What was his purpose? His purpose appears to me to have been to create a means through which he could communicate with this guy without this guy absolutely hating Donald Trump and not communicating with him. I don't think that that has anything to do with the pursuit of American policy. In fact, I would not be surprised if Trump led Putin in one direction, fully knowing he was going to whipsaw him in another. I just don't know. But what I do know is there's been no change in American foreign policy. There's been no change in our military posture around the world. There's been no change in our demands from these tyrants on backing down from taking actions that violate our national interests. There's been no change. And the fact that he didn't articulate that at a meeting that he had for a couple hours with Putin, who cares? I mean, why does it have to be communicated there? What is the point? I mean, if you're going to meet someone, you usually do try to show a degree of hospitality. If instead,
what purpose would it serve for
it? It would be viewed as an absolute insult to fly to see him in Helsinki,
yeah,
and spit in his face and then get on the airplane and fly back home. I mean, that's not. Then they would be saying, "Oh, he's risking war.
Exactly.
Oh, he's upset the balance. There was a delicate relationship. He's broken the back of the efforts of diplomats to forge a union on areas where potential cooperation is. Oh my goodness, the Russians won't go into space with us anymore. Oh well, and, you know, they, woe is me." Well, all of these things are in large measure superficial. The relationships with that we've had on the key areas of vital national interest, we're standing there with armed to the teeth, and they're armed to the teeth, and we're basically looking at them and saying, we will not budge.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the way we have to be if we're going to protect our interests. There's no change in American foreign policy. I found it interesting, of all the people who talked about Donald Trump, only Rand Paul had the common sense and wisdom to say, you know, come on now, this is no big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just no big deal. And to make a mountain out of this molehill, I mean, doesn't do any good. And it's a blip on the radar screen. They're not going to be able to get any traction with this. They can't get any traction with anything. This destroy ice.
Oh yeah,
operation.
Let's talk about that too. We got the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour special discussion about what's going on in the world today. For those of you listening live, go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, Jonathan, there's a movement afoot called hashtag walk away. I may have mentioned it to you briefly. I had the founder of that movement. They're talking about people who were former liberal Democrats that are leaving the Democrat Party because they're just so disgusted with the lack of intellectual integrity, the hatred, in fact, coming from those people and even inciting people to violence. And this one man who's a hairdresser in New York City, I think I mentioned this, he's like, you know what, today in America, it's not a big deal to come out as a gay person, but boy, come out as a conservative, that's much scarier. And so a lot of people are doing that. But of course, the leftists say, oh, that's a Russian bot scenario. And it's to their own peril that they continue to say that, because if you don't listen to people about their experience, you don't learn, you do the same stupid stuff. And I don't think that there's going to be the so-called blue wave happening in the midterms now, based on what I'm actually seeing on the ground versus the fictitious claim that everything's a Russian bot if it's not pro-Democrat party.
Yeah, I think that they're it's reached the point of really being hysterical. Their venom against Trump is so great that they just mouth these platitudes that are so destructive. This whole resist campaign is basically feeding into anarchy and Marxism. What they've done is they have created a party of buffoons. I mean, they're led by people who are making such rash statements that are so out of sync with mainstream America that they have no hope of getting that working class, blue collar, population that they needed to ensure victory in the 2016 elections. They were thought to be interested in trying to acquire that support. Instead, they've done everything possible to alienate the blue collar vote. Most Americans are simply not interested in people who condemn the border protection force and say it should be abolished. We understand that we have to have borders, and we understand that we have to protect them. People are not stupid, except when their brains fall out because they're so liberal. The problem in this case is that when you have that woman Cortez, I forget her name, from the 14th Congressional District in New York, who just had her upset victory, basically saying capitalism is a temporary situation in our march towards communism. These types of comments like that, abolish ICE, which was her rallying cry, are so far out. And then you see so many other liberals endorse the same position, so many other members of Congress and senators on the left endorsing this position. Several of them, after this woman declared herself a socialist, have come out and said they're socialists too. The funny thing is that they've gone so far left that they've really dropped off the edge of the planet. And I don't know what they think they can gather from this, but they're going to get it. They're going to get hardcore Marxist support in it, which is an extreme minority still in this country. They're going to alienate even more the blue collar workers that they need. And I think that you're right. I think there's going to be a weak political season for Democrats. They needed a strong one, and I think it's quite possible they will not have control of the House or the Senate and remain in Republican hands,
it defies history, as you know. Each time you have one party president in the first midterms, it reverses on the congressional level. And again, I don't see that happening now. And I didn't predict Trump would win. I was shocked, surprised, and pleased relative to who he was up against. But in this case, again, talking to real people, and they're looking at where they've gone, as you said, hardcore Marxism, leftism, socialism, and also the seemingly putting foreign illegal immigrants ahead of Americans.
All right.
You know, at this point, it's like, wait a second. And, you know, obviously I take it to a whole other level when I talk about CPS separating American families simply because families have looked at the vaccine issue or want to treat childhood cancer in a different way. And then suddenly, you know, you've got medical kidnapping going on. It's like there's no attention paid to that. And, of course, if you really are concerned about people being harmed in any way, you know, I look at all the children that are being harmed by vaccines in this country or just the FDA-approved drugs and the deaths leading the third leading cause of death in America. And it's like I know there's cognitive dissonance.
Well, you know, it's interesting. They use what I might call situational politics, where you see a dramatic event, then you cleave to it and say it's all the fault of your opponent, and then you condemn it as in the most extreme terms, that this is the Holocaust when actually it's a detention facility that is really quite accommodating compared to the rest of the world for people who are here illegally and are being allowed to go back to their country, not executed, but go back to their country. This type of riotous, hysterical politics, situational politics, is no substitute for sincere commitment to ideology. In other words, when a when a person who's intelligent looks at candidates for office, he's basically asking, what is the core of this person? What do they believe? Are they honest in their commitment to these things? Can I count on them to pursue these things? What has happened with the left is that they cleave to these emotional situational politics with such abandon that they lose entirely their credibility, because one day they say the embrace of Putin by Obama is the greatest thing in the history of civilization. The next day, a Marxist, no less, says that the embrace by Trump of Putin, opening a rapport with him, is the worst thing, is going to invite communists to terrorize the planet. Well, they can't do this situational politics. It has no ideological core. People look at that and they think that you're just an opportunist, and they're right. We're tired of the old politics. We're tired of politics of opportunism, of situational politics. We want sincerity. We want people who have deep beliefs in this country and who will defend this country to be there, rather than ones who care about themselves but couldn't care less about America.
Yeah. Jonathan, let me try to take that globalism versus nationalism perspective and bring it back home domestically and talk about federalism versus, and for lack of a better way to say it, anti-federalism. We have, as you've written about extensively, including the rise of tyranny, a bureaucratic oligarchy that seemingly supra-constitutional. It violates the Constitution. Of course, many of the federal agencies, I believe, there's no basis for them in a constitutionally limited government based on the original documents. You've been battling there for many years, decades now, in fact. Yesterday, I covered a story about the nullification movement, and we've talked about it before, the Tenth Amendment Center, how it succeeded in terms of, we could talk examples of gun control, states going, to the feds, you don't have a constitutional authority to tell us what to do in terms of firearms, right? We've talked about it in terms of cannabis, which is now proving to be a legitimate medicine in so many ways. The state said, you guys in your treaty, you're saying it's a Schedule I with no benefit. You also hold patent on the use of it for medicinal benefits at the federal level. This is ridiculous. So we've seen that nullification on the state level can work and does work and forces the federal government to either just drop its armed insurgents into the states or just maybe change the law at the federal level finally. What about attacking the FDA this way? The Fear and Death Administration, as I call it, because they are interfering in the free commerce and the freedom of the people to heal by means which the FDA doesn't want you to have and approve because they're so pharmaceutically conflicted. Could a state say, FDA, you don't belong here in this way. Our people need and want access to safe dietary supplements, for instance, and they want and need the freedom to know about what those supplements do despite your prohibition at the federal level.
Well, states can do these things in areas in which the federal government has not preempted the entire field. And even in areas where they would claim preemption, many states have already taken action. For example, the federal government considers, quote-unquote, it to be gray marketing when drugs that are sold in the United States are sold in a foreign country at a lesser price and then are re-imported from that foreign country back into the United States to be sold in competition with those same drugs, but at a lesser price. That is to give a price cut that the drug companies give to foreign countries' citizens, but not our own. What states have done is some states have, with Canada, they've entered into agreements directly between the state and the pharmaceutical industry in Canada and have imported from Canada all manner of drugs that are relied upon by, particularly by seniors in this country, into their own state, and allowed those seniors to purchase those drugs at sometimes 50% of the cost of the drugs being sold in America for the very purpose of undermining the state-sponsored monopoly that is these drug companies, federally state-sponsored monopoly that is these companies, so that people don't have to starve to death to get their medications. And this type of thing is directly flouting the will of the federal government, and many of these states are adamant about this because they're caring for their own citizens'
right.
health
yeah.
and protecting them from the ravages of a federal government that gives monopoly control to select beneficiaries of its very corrupt, very, very heavily influenced FDA.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think the states could even do more, quite frankly. The states could even go to the extent, I think, of creating competitive systems for review of drugs.
I love that idea.
Where,
yes.
Where at the university level, they could create a institution that would be free of influence of the drug companies, would do blinded drug reviews, and could give the state accurate information on whether these drugs that FDA has approved are actually safe and efficacious.
Mm-hmm.
And they themselves could say, well, we disagree with FDA. This drug is not safe. We demand that if the drug is sold in this in our state, that every patient receive from his physician or from the pharmacy a notice explaining our findings, that the University of Minnesota, say for example, has conducted studies that have determined that this drug is unsafe and
yeah.
should not be used. That sort of thing could be done by the states if they really wanted to protect their citizens. Of course, the drug lobby is as strong
oh,
in the states
very powerful,
as the federal government.
We know. That's the part, the danger of centralized bureaucracies. It's easier to purchase one entity than 50 or 500. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, what the lawsuit against HHS revealed, and get Jonathan Emord's take on it after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
This past week, we interviewed Del Bigtree, and he and RFK Jr. sued the Department of Health and Human Services to find out what's been going on in terms of vaccine safety, what they're required to do under the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, you know, signed into law by Reagan in 86 with great reservations, as he said. And part of the price of that absolving Big Pharma for liability should their vaccines injure or kill was that HHS had to take the reins to do safety studies, conduct safety surveillance, and report to Congress on what they found, ensuring that there were fewer and fewer adverse events, that safety was a tantamount importance, and they were covering it. Apparently, Jonathan, they have never once reported to Congress for 30-plus years on what they're required by that law to do.
I'm not surprised, because the HHS and FDA really are the handmaidens of the drug industry, and they conveniently look away on all manner of safety problems in the drug approval process. Here you have a specialized universe in vaccines that are basically given a carte blanche from the federal government, and they produce all manner of substances that are used as vaccines, and they really aren't subjected to any serious safety review. And here you've got HHS abdicating its legislative responsibility. But that's not unusual with HHS, believe it or not. I mean, it is the situation with FDA and HHS that they rather routinely violate court orders, violate the plain and intended meaning of Congress, and bang their drum to their own tune and not follow the will of the people through Congress. It's proof positive of the bureaucratic oligarchy. It really is. It's a quintessential example of government-run riot when a power, a single entity outside of the constitutional branches is given legislative, executive, and judicial authority rolled into one.
Yeah.
And they operate as a separate nation. They're a separate country, a separate government, all unto themselves, preying upon the people of the United States. It's really horrendous.
Jonathan, what do you think strategically now with this revelation? You know, again, on the record, not disputable, like a state like California, Democrat controlled, they sold out the people, the children, to Big Pharma and said, you're required by law to vaccinate your children. if you want to send them to private or public school. The only exception right now, and who knows how that'll last, is homeschooling. To push back based on, hey, look, this law that absolved the drug industry of the liability, HHS has not once reported on vaccine safety, has provided no evidence that they're even concerned about it. Could that be used to push back on state-level mandates like this?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, one could reasonably argue, I think, that the congressional exemption from direct liability of the vaccine manufacturers ought to be considered waived because the HHS never implemented the act as it was intended.
Wow, that's powerful. And at this point, we don't have to wait for a repeal of that act. And we could say, you know what? They violated the law. They haven't tested it for safety. Therefore, the entire act is not enforceable as it is. And we should be able to basically, like it was before, there was a ability to sue directly the manufacturers for putting out an unsafe product.
Right. There has to be some way that government is held to account when legislation is put in place that, in this case, absolved liability predicated on commitments made by the federal government and statutory mandates to ensure safety. When that part of the bargain was not satisfied, you can't then say that the law is it was meant to be one unitary law, interdependent, that law is effective. Because if key components of the law are not being implemented, why should the courts uphold the law? Congress would need to revisit the issue, but the courts, until such time as Congress does, ought to say, no, the law is ineffectual. It is a unitary whole integrated in its component parts. The failure of the government to implement those parts that are critical here results in the failure of the law in itself.
So in this way, is it possible, I know we only have 30 seconds or so left, but is it possible then to go into the courts and say, you know what, I want to sue the vaccine manufacturer for injury, and they say, no, you can't because of this law, and then you point out that, well, HHS has not done anything that they were required to do in the 30-year span the law has been in effect.
Sure, I think it's possible.
All right. Well, Jonathan, it's always a fascinating discussion with you, a principal discussion, and I'm so glad, as you know, that we get to rekindle the sacred fire of liberty each and every week together.
Yes, sir.
Folks, remember, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.